And now this is a dictation. For Barbara Cable, C-A-B-L-E, September 13, 52, addresses a letter to Laurels of Carson, 5846199. Dear sirs, a follow-up for Mrs. Cable, who has chronic kidney disease, obstructive uropathy, neurogenic bladder, hydronephrosis, kidney stones, hypertension. We couldn't do a teleconference because of some technical issues. We've ended up on the phone. Last visit was in November. She was admitted to the hospital November 15 to November the 21st. With decreased mental status, urinary tract infection. E. coli, Providencia, Enterococcus, Proteus was isolated. She developed coronavirus in the hospital, but no respiratory failure or ventilatory assistance. She has prior stroke with weakness on the left side. She has followed with urology about the incontinence. She also has a urostomy that shows urinary output, no bleeding. There has been significant weight loss from 206 to 182. Has problem with smell and taste and poor appetite since the coronavirus, frequent nausea, sometimes vomiting without bleeding, loose stools, although the caregiver person says he was more form without any bleeding, has completed antibiotics, there was a peak line. She's tired and sleepy all day long. At night, however, is awake. Denies any recent falling episodes. She's incontinent of urine, presently clear. Denies chest pain, palpitation, or increase of dyspnea. Otherwise, review system is negative. Medication list. I will highlight bicarbonate replacement. Flomax. She takes Questran for the loose stools, pain control narcotics, takes no blood pressure medications, no anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, blood pressure runs low, 192 over 56, weight 182. She is awake, alert, oriented strength 3, no expressive aphasia, normal speech, able to complete full sentences, no respiratory distress. She sounds down, depressed. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries are from today. So far available, anemia of 9, normal white blood cell, elevated platelet count. Chemistries for the kidneys are pending. This chart summary does not show chemistries for me to review. They mention, however, a low sodium concentration. Blood pressure was also running low. Her weight at that time was 184. They reported no evidence of pneumonia. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Patient has chronic kidney disease, awaiting new chemistries to assess for progression. Next number, neurogenic bladder. Next number, non-bilateral hydronephrosis. Obstructive uropathy. Next number, recurrent urinary tract infection. Prior nephrolithiasis. Patient has seen urology. She's not clear what the recommendation was. She was giving some information for her to review. She was not feeling up to par to doing any reading. I believe in part it was to control this incontinence of urine as well as this neurogenic bladder. Next number, inflammatory arthritis, psoriasis, rheumatoid arthritis. For what patient has been on methotrexate. Presently not on prednisone. Next number, chronic narcotic use. Next number, chronic diarrhea on Questran, on bicarbonate replacement. Next number, anemia multifactorial. Next number, recent coronavirus as indicated above and weight loss. Next number, we'll reassess with chemistries available by tomorrow in terms of what needs to be done for renal failure. This was an extended visit in terms of the evaluation of the recent hospital admission, reviewing records, educating patient, the complexity of the medical issues, the advanced renal failure, end of dictation.